Welcome, my little devils, to Femdom Frenzy. I am Mistress Victory Von Stryker, your favorite southern sensual dominatrix. And this is my podcast where I get to tell you about the twisted things I do to my poor little submissives when they dare to enter my dungeon. And are you ready to submit to my femdom frenzy once again? I think you are, or why else would you even be here, my dear? Now, hopefully, you are also listening to Bedtime Stories with Mistress Victory. That's where I get to talk to you about the passion, and I bring you very little pain, unless it's of the mental strain, because you know I love to fuck with your brain. But today, we are here for BDSM play. And it's a little tickle torture story that I revved up and renewed for elustsexblogs.com. And thank you again to my friend Oz Big Down Under for making that real. So, you know the deal. Before I get into the nitty gritty and tell you what it's like for me to tie you up and give you a little tickle tickle, I want to tell you about some of my fabulous friends who are always there to support Mistress Victory. Beginning with Pat Wong from the Pat Wong Diaries, and she's also now doing reviews on her blog, so check her out. Frank Middleton is such a darling. Read all his stuff. He's working on some erotica right now that's going to knock your socks off, so just wait for that. E.A. Barker's Naughty Page. I love ya. Mean it. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Kink Noir. Billy Crash, you little devil. Thank you for always having the sweetest things to say about Mistress Victory. Steph and Angelina McElvain always has my back and sends out my name. Love you so much. You must read Azalea House by my friend Claire Castleberry and fellow author from our anthology, The Femdom Coven. And hopefully we are going to be nominated for the Golden Pigtails, so keep your fingers crossed for us. And I want to say hello to my new friend, Annabelle Allen, who sent me a copy of her story, Edge Play. I cannot wait to read it, and I love your vibe, lady. And last but not least, my bestie, J.P. Downing. Thank you for that awesome podcast episode where you just gave a glowing review for all of my stuff. So thank you so much, JP. And you know how I feel about you. So mwah, 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 mwah. Now, I had originally written this story a while back for just a little torture with Mistress Victory, but if you've been following me, then you should know the saga of what I did to fuck up just a little torture. So Anchor was talking about how they were going to start letting us do video podcasting, and I was playing around with the controls, and I was trying to make it so that, you know, I would be able to charge a subscription for the video podcast and then keep the audio version free. And I don't know exactly what I did, but I messed it all up and Anchor stopped monetizing me altogether on Just a Little Torture. So, I love telling you guys stories, but I want to get paid for it too, right? So finally, I decided to start all over with Femdom Frenzy. And lo and behold, Anchor has changed their system a little bit. So now you have to have at least 50 plays before you can get monetized. So, do what you can for your favorite dominatrix, won't you? Listen, tell your friends. If you love BDSM, then you are going to want to sink in to my Femdom Frenzy stories, because it's about what really goes on when I'm doing my day job, which is professional dominatrix, y'all. So, and don't forget that you can call me on nightflirt.com and we can chat. I have goodie bags that you can grab of all sorts. I mean, there's some burlesque stuff. There are videos of some of my sessions with my submissives. There are role play little things that I've done for you. There are hypnosis and sensual domination videos. There's all kinds of stuff. So show your love for Mistress Victory, won't you? And remember, I have a Patreon page so you can get video versions of all of the podcasts there. There's three tiers, a $3, $5, and $10 tier, and all three have great things to offer. And my darling subs, if you want your shout outs, that's how you get it. Subscribe to Patreon, and then you're going to get your name in glory. Now, sink in, enjoy the hypnosis music in the background, and get ready to submit to your favorite femdom as I tell you about this sensual tickle torture session that I had with a gorgeous guy from Sweden, y'all. Tickle, tickle. Just why do you love it so much? I get called for this kind of simple domination more often than just about anything. The tools required are easily accessible, and it doesn't take much planning. The smallest woman can dom the largest man with this uncomplicated way of showing someone who's boss. If that someone is ticklish, of course. Obviously, if you're not, it doesn't work for you, and then I'll just dominate you in some other way. But for people who are, it can do many things. Most crave that intense, uncontrollable laughter. The feeling can be orgasmic. Others are taken back to childhood days when cavorting with their parents was wild, carefree, and full of unconditional love. All that you need to induce that raucous reaction are a few readily obtainable items like feathers and vibrators, but really, your fingers are enough to do the trick. Just dig into those ribs, those knees, those toes, and watch them go. Now that I've educated you about why you're such a fun-loving freak, let me tell you about my time spent with that ticklish sub from Sweden. When we spoke on the phone, his lilting accent made my spirit sing. Now, I've probably told you before, but if nothing else, I am auditorily inclined. It has been said that women are turned on by what they hear, and for me, it is so true. I was wired and flying high over the energy his voice inspired. He described himself on the phone, and that was pretty exciting as well. I could not wait for the moment to arrive. The plan was straightforward. He wanted to be tied up and titillated until he couldn't take it one more second. The challenge? How long would he last? I made it my mission to find out. Let me take a little puff of my THC pen and then I'll tell you a little bit more. Let me drag out your torture. So y'all, he arrived on time and he left his blonde hair hanging loose as I instructed. I just adore men with long hair, and I was proud of my good pet for obeying my first command. Normally, I'm into tall, dark, and handsome, but who can deny the beauty of Orlando Bloom when he played Legolas in Lord of the Rings? Well, hell y'all, here he was in my living room. I mean, a walking, talking elf of ecstasy. Malmo's blue eyes twinkled while he waited for directions. He had a body built for fun, and I was ready to play. You know the old saying, right? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Timber! This towering hulk of handsomeness was about to discover why I'm the total tease and the queen of mean. I mean, there's just something thrilling about bringing a big, strong man to his knees. Once you're tied up and under my control, there's not a damn thing you can do to stop me. Well, except safe word, y'all know that. Winking at my new prey, I said, "Walk this way." I led him to my torture chamber to be shackled. I ordered him to lay face up on the satin sheets, arms and legs spread wide. In a matter of minutes, Mr. Buff was all cuffed up. My new toy. Oh boy. I fanned his platinum locks behind his head so I could thread my hands through it at my leisure. I studied the pretty picture he made, splayed for my pleasure. His sea-blue eyes stared at me, wide with anticipation. His chiseled abs tapered to a sexy V. I could feel the animal building in me, pacing to be set free. His muscled thighs and toned legs led to some very tasty niblet toes. He was a veritable buffet for someone like me. It was my turn to chuckle as I put my plan into action. First, I chose my ostrich feather tickler, and then I had a chain tickler, several vibrators, and best of all, I had my talented fingers. Time to unleash the whirlwind. I started teasing his body with my feather, swishing it from head to toe. Then I changed things up as I dangled metal chains along his delicate bits. Variety is the spice of life, so I delight in delivering differing degrees of sensory sovereignty. Digging my fingers into his armpits, his knees, his delicious ribs, I turned up the heat and the taste was sweet. His nipples, his toes, his groin, his balls. Ooh, y'all, I tortured them all. Tickle, tickle, wince and wiggle. He twisted and turned like a Swedish worm, sliding and gliding over the sheets. No matter how he tried, there was no escape. This was his fate. He made his bed and it was just too damn late. As he cackled and roared, his hard cock soared. It rose higher and higher, lighting my fire. He moaned and groaned, giggled and jerked. His body twisted in a helpless twerk. Then his whispers turned to screams as I fulfilled his secret dreams. I stroked his dick with one hand while I fingered the arches of his feet with the other. When I placed vibrators against the backs of his knees and in the crack of his ass, it was more than he could stand. Shriek, shriek, rant and flow. Poor Mr. Sweden, Mr. Malmo. He begged, "Mistress Victory, never let me go," before exploding like a volcano. Now relieved of all his stress, I made my sub clean up his mess. He had passed his tickle test, so he earned a little rest. After care in a cuddle, as he melted in a puddle. I stroked his hair as we snuggled, and I thanked my sub for his struggle. So, thank you for listening to my salacious tale of sensual damnation. and hopefully I took you straight to heaven. So, until we meet again, remember, not only do I love you, and I mean it, but I want to own your soul. Won't you let me have control? Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Stained lips, yeah, she's nothing but trouble. Cold to the touch, but she's warm as a devil. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. She takes till I break and I can't get more. You got me in chains. You got me in chains for your love. But I wouldn't change. No, I wouldn't change this love. You got me in chains. You got me in chains for your love. But I wouldn't change. No, I wouldn't change this love.
Trying to break the chains, but the chains only bring me. Chains only bring me
alone in the night till she knocks on my door. Oh, no. Wasted again, but I can't say no. No. Baby, tell me why you do me wrong. Baby, tell me why you do me wrong. Gave you my heart, but you took my soul.
You got me in chains, oh, baby.
You got me.
The chains, but the chains only bring me. Trying to break the chains, but the chains only bring me.
Chains, but the chains only bring me.